A record number of Americans will travel to Vietnam this year. In a post-September 11 world, it is one of the safest tourist destinations in the world, as long as you're not a dog. Commentator Martha Ann Overland lives in Hanoi.
In a country as poor as Vietnam, and where dogs are more likely to be found on the dinner plate than waiting for scraps under the table, there hasn't been much demand for small animal vets. But shortly after we moved to Hanoi, our dog suddenly got sick, and I needed to find a veterinarian. I had heard some good things. They make house calls. And bad. They neuter or spay your pet right there on the dining room table. The Vietnamese vet that I found turned out to be one of those who makes house calls. Dr. Tam arrived on a motorcycle laden with the contents of a well-stocked veterinarian practice. He had testing kits lashed to the front of his bike, saline drip bags tied to the sides. His oversized briefcase was stocked with pills and surgical tools. With a little detective work, some pokes and prods, and for some reason a thorough search of our refrigerator, Dr. Tom diagnosed hookworms. While many here are afraid of our supersized American dog, he put 8 pills in his fist and gently eased most of his arm down the patient's throat. Over a cup of tea, Dr. Tom told me that he loved dogs. One had saved his life when he was 9 years old. A village dog leapt in front of his path to warn him of a hidden poisonous snake. The dog was bitten and died several hours later in his arms. Dr. Tom said that he knew, even before Vietnam had vets, that he wanted to be one. I figured he was a terrier or a Pekingese man from the Welsh terrier embroidered on his sweater. But no, he said, he didn't have one of the small ornamental dogs that the Vietnamese have recently started to keep as pets. He owned one of the distinctive squat-legged brown short-haired dogs specifically bred for stir-fries and soups. In fact, that's nearly what became of him. Dr. Tam said he was riding home when he passed a cage outside a dog meat restaurant where puppies are displayed like fish you choose from a tank. Something about that dog, he said, made him pull over and then circle back. There was a look in his eyes. How much for the dog? He asked the restaurant owner. Dr. Tom said he expected the answer to be the equivalent of a few dollars. Instead, the man saw a lucrative opportunity and said the price would be the cost of each dish that the dog would have ended up in. The owner handed him the menu, and that night the vet ran up quite a bill. He costs a lot of money, laughed Dr. Tam, but best dog I ever had. I was relieved to know that this was one person who didn't mean to eat.
Martha Ann Overland is a writer who lives with a dog and a cat and a Chinese water dragon in Hanoi.